Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, January 26, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open as after-hours reports from Tesla and IBM both beat expectations on headline earnings. European equity markets have opened with solid gains following mixed to higher performance in Asia. U.S. dollar is flat, treasury yields are down across tenors, crude oil prices are higher, precious metals are slightly lower, industrial metals are mixed, cryptocurrencies are lower. Amid a pickup in macro uncertainty, market attention is on the U.S. corporate earnings. The latest Q4 earnings reports have acted as a headwind that play into the broader earnings risk concerns, with the S&P 500 blended earnings growth continuing to undershoot forecasts. Global central bank policy signals are also in focus ahead of next week's policy updates. The European Central Bank has been nudged to moderate its tightening path from Q2. At the same time, the Bank of Japan's summary of opinions for January has offered no clear hawkish signals amid market speculation that they may be preparing further policy normalization steps. On the macro data front, Japan's government economic assessment was downgraded for the first time in 11 months. South Korea's Q4 GDP contracted in line with expectations, while its consumer inflation expectations edged up for the first time in 3 months from a 7-month low. In Europe, Italy's January business confidence beat consensus. The UK commercial real estate sector weakened further, according to the RIC Quarterly Commercial Property Survey. The UK car output also dipped to the weakest level in 70 years, according to the latest report. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the Q4 GDP prints, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, the December durable orders, December wholesale inventories, and December new home sales, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. As for the notable earnings reporters in the US today, American Airlines Group, Southwest Airlines, T. Rowe Price Group, MasterCard, Rockwell Automation, and Comcast are posting their results before the open. Visa, Intel, ResMed, and Eastman Chemical will report after the close. In corporate news, Dell has acquired Israeli cloud orchestration startup Cloudify for about $100 million. Excel Partners and Tiger Global are discussing the sale of their Flipkart shares to Walmart, according to the Economic Times. IBM will cut 1.5% of its workforce, equivalent to around 3,900 jobs, according to Bloomberg. In Asia, equity markets ended mostly higher on Thursday, with Hong Kong stocks leading the gainers as it bounced on reopening after a 3-day holiday. China's high-frequency indicators also show that its economic activity appears to be returning to normal over the Year of the Rabbit holiday, with travel and leisure-related numbers comparing favorably against pre-pandemic 2019. Elsewhere in Asia, Japan ended with small losses after several days of positive performance. South Korea had another very strong day. Southeast Asia markets were higher. Mainland China, Taiwan, India, and Australia were all closed for different holidays. European equity markets are trading higher amid positive market sentiment supported by encouraging macro data alleviating fears of a recession. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, January 26, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.